In this week's episode, Emma Pottinger is joined by Stuart Miller from Xero. This is part two of the Everything You Need to Know About Making Tax Digital series. Accountancy on Prescription by RBP, one of the leading firms of medical specialist accountants. We know what you find tough, but don't you worry, as we know our stuff. Welcome to part two of the Everything You Need to Know About MTD series. If you missed our first episode, be sure to go back and listen. It's packed with a comprehensive overview of the up-and-coming changes to the UK tax systems. I'm delighted to be joined again by Stuart Miller from Xero. Hi, Stuart.
Hello again, everyone. Thanks very much for coming back for part two.
So, last time we covered the who, when and why. This week, as promised, we're going to dive into the nitty-gritty and covering the what, where and how. So, Stuart, as you know, we've already begun planning sessions with our clients who will be mandated to comply with MTD from April 2026. However, what steps can our listeners take now to prepare and benefit themselves ahead of time?
Yeah, this is really, really important. And there are a number of things that clients and the listeners can get ready for now. So firstly, it's really important to discuss what level of support you need and require going forward under Making Tax Digital.
That's right. And these are the sort of conversations we've been having with our clients about what level of service they require. We are offering three levels and we're keeping it simple. We're going to have a full service, so we handle everything for complete peace of mind. Set up and training, so we're going to set up their Xero, connect them to the HMRC, provide training, and then they take over. And then finally, for those that are experienced users with Xero, it will be a Xero setup only. This will be just connecting them to HMRC and making sure that they've got their relevant chart of accounts. But Stuart, what other steps can listeners take now to get ready?
This is what we're seeing with a lot of people who are going to fall under this first wave of Making Tax Digital. There's a lot of things that can be done now to save you a lot of time in the future. So, for example, if you're not going to be utilizing the full service, as Emma just mentioned, then you need to ensure that you have an HMRC online account. If you already have a government gateway account for HMRC online services, you need to ensure you have your login details and that they're available for the setup process. And if you don't have that account yet, step one, register with HMRC online and do that as soon as possible, because we're anticipating that come April next year, there's going to be a mass rush to do this. And what we don't want is you to lose your ability to set up and have these online registration details and get stuck in a backlog.
I can provide the link for this in the show notes to help listeners.
Awesome. And this is an important one and can only be done by the listeners. Please, please, please tidy up your bank accounts. We always recommend at Xero that you use a dedicated business account to keep your self-employed or rental income and expenses separate from your personal finances. Because don't get me wrong, I'm sure from my time in practice previously to joining Xero, I loved seeing how much people order from Deliveroo or Just Eat, but we want to make sure that they are our self-employed expenses,
exactly,
our rental income and expenses as well. And also, we want to make sure all income goes through your bank so it's visible on your statements. Pay those same business expenses from your business account or one credit card specific for business purposes. And that's going to really help streamline all your Making Tax Digital admin.
Yes, to reiterate how Xero works, bank accounts and business credit cards associated with your income and expenses will be connected to the software.
Another one we also need to consider is we can cancel, and we should be cancelling, all our unused subscriptions and direct debits. We can start adding clear descriptions to payments as well to make it easier for us to identify if something is, let's say, a motor cost or a stationary cost. We also want to avoid mixing income types. If you have rental and self-employed income, consider utilising separate accounts for them, because these will need to go to different parts of those quarterly updates. So if you've got rental, it needs to go to the rental section. If it needs to go to your trade, it needs to go to the trade section. So by making sure you don't mix those income types, you're going to avoid a lot of confusion when it comes to those quarterly updates.
That's fundamental, actually, Stuart, because a lot of our clients do have self-employed income as well as rental income. Stuart, going digital for MTD isn't just about compliance, though, is it? It can offer real tangible benefits to individuals running a business, can't it?
Absolutely. And by using Xero well, our listeners will have better financial visibility and real-time data available. If used right, it can help with cash flow planning, budgeting, and forecasting. And also, digital records can ensure fewer errors and time saving as well, which saving that time, it's the most precious commodity in your sole trade or running your property portfolio. So anything that you can utilize to streamline and become more efficient is going to be a big win for everyone.
And also the reports that are available in Xero, like, for example, the profit and loss report.
Absolutely. The profit and loss report tracks your income and expenses. So while it doesn't replace the work that your accountant does, this bookkeeping tool is advantageous. It can support mid-year decision-making with guidance from RBP.
I mean, our first priority is helping clients go digital for MTD. Later, we'll support those who want to fully use Xero's features.
100% right. And we don't want to rush it because we know how much of a big change this is going to be. But RBP and Xero will be there to guide you when you are ready.
Thank you, Stuart. And that's why we make such a great team. I mean, many of our listeners may be wondering about the cost. While we're not covering prices here, it's worth noting that we consider all the costs involved to our MTD services to be a tax-deductible expense. So we know about the timeline, but can our listeners come on board before?
Absolutely, and the sooner the better. It gives clients plenty of time to fully understand their obligations under all these changing rules and regulations that you've got to handle.
And there is so many changes. So what we're suggesting is later this year as the ideal time to get started. So we can iron out any initial teething problems and can work through this smoothly.
And this is the best plan to have. It's a solid plan because what we don't want is to get to April 2026 and nobody's done anything about it. Because let's face it, HMRC have done a phenomenal job in turning the ship and going in the right direction. But if there are issues on their end, if there's backlogs on their end, those delays, regrettably, will be down to you as a business. It won't be down to HMRC saying, oh, you haven't got that number, don't worry, we won't give you a penalty point.
Yeah.
So by getting everything prepared now, getting started early, you make sure that only you benefiting earlier from all these digital practices and the insights and guidance that RBP can provide you with, but you're also protecting yourself from having a massive admin nightmare if things go wrong in the future from an HMRC administration standpoint.
Yes. Stuart, thank you. I so appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me. And as we've said before, this is the best time to start your conversations with RBP right now about your Making Tax Digital transition. They'll be able to help check where you are for the 24-25 tax year to see if you're going to be in from April 2026. And if you're listening to this as well, you might think, I don't want to wait for future mandation. Because the other thing which is worth noting, that at the moment we're 50,000 and over from April 2026. But from April 2027, it's going to be for turnover of 30,000 and over. And then from 2028, it's going to be for £20,000 and over. So if you're listening to this now and you're thinking, oh, well, that doesn't impact me just yet, it is coming. So while everyone is getting prepared and getting ready, just have that in the back of your mind. Just because it doesn't impact you now, make sure you have those conversations with the team at RBP to see when is best for you to come on board and if you can start benefit from utilizing digital tools nice and early.
That's right. There's going to be no getting away from this, is there?
None at all. None at all. And I think the other thing as well, previously we've had so many delays. But if you look at the political support for this now, the Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury mentions Making Tax Digital in pretty much every speech about industry and efficiencies now. And HMRC are in a really good place with this project now. I'm not as close to betting my entire house on it going ahead in April 2026. But if it doesn't go ahead in April 2026, come and find me and I'll buy you a Kit Kat or a Crunchy.
I think I'll be with you on that one. I'll be touching base with all our clients again in July to share more info and next steps. But if you have any questions or just want to have a chat before then, you'll find my contact details in the show notes and I'm always happy to help. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean a lot if you followed the show, left a quick rating, or shared it with a colleague. Thank you and bye for now.
You have been listening to RBP's Accountancy on Prescription podcast. For any updates, please visit www.rbp.co.uk or follow us on Twitter at RBPCA. The contents of this podcast is for general guidance and informational purposes only and does not constitute any form of advice. The information provided by RBP is of a general nature. Appropriate and tailored advice or independent research should be obtained before making any decisions. RBP does not accept any liability for any loss or damage which is incurred from you acting or not acting as a result of listening to Accountancy on Prescription.